The Trump administration is once again slashing the number of refugees who will be allowed into the U.S. Starting next month, only 18,000 refugees can resettle here per year. That is the lowest number in the history of the refugee program. Just 2 years ago, the number admitted was nearly six times higher. The Trump administration says it's shifting its focus to processing a backlog of asylum claims, mostly filed by refugees crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. The World's immigration editor, Monica Campbell, joins me. What is the Trump administration's justification here, Monica?
Well, it's part of the ongoing strategy to reduce migration of many types to the United States. So in this case, the administration is pointing to the rising number of migrants that we've seen at the U.S.-Mexico border over the past years. And the administration says that until that is resolved, that the refugee program will take a hit. So it's putting a lot of different people seeking another life in the United States into one pot. And the administration sees the refugee program as part of that mix.
So what kind of reaction are you seeing from here within the U.S.?
Well, first, there are those resettlement agencies who advocate for refugees, who accept refugees once they're brought into the United States. And I've talked to a number of advocates who say that the reduction of this program, frankly, you know, the decimation of this program really does send a signal that the U.S. is no longer taking a leading role in terms of offering refuge to people fleeing persecution of many types around the world. This also, they say, comes at a time when you have more than 20 million refugees worldwide, according to the UN, seeking safety. And I spoke with one person who works at the International Rescue Committee. Mm. Her name is Karen Ferguson. This is what she said in response to the gutting of this program.
It is astonishing that we've moved so far. Even during 9/11, the presidential ceiling remained at 70,000. It was a message to our country and to the world that as best as possible, we would stay open to persecuted people, even while facing terrorism on our own soil.
So a record low number of admittances for refugees, obviously very discouraging for them. What does it mean, though, practically for refugees?
Well, for refugees in the United States, it means that if they've come here, but perhaps they have immediate family members who were in line but didn't get the chance to resettle in the United States yet, that they may not be reunited with those family members anytime soon. So it means for some refugees in the United States, family separation.
Also, within that new quota of 18,000 refugees, are there any guarantees for certain numbers from certain countries, like Iraqis, for example, who worked with the U.S. military?
So there are. There are several thousand. If you look at the 18,000 figures like a pie and you slice it up, mm-hmm. there's a slice for people from Iraq who's worked with the U.S. military. There's a slice for people who are persecuted for their religion. And then there's a very small size for people, certain people from Central America, 1,500, in fact. Then the balance of that pie is 7,500, and that will account for everybody else who wants to come in. So,
and one more clarification, Monica, because I want to make sure we understand this. Is it through this refugee resettlement program, which is now going down to 18,000, that the migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border applying for asylum will be funneled through, or are they applying for asylum as part of a different quota or number?
These are separate programs. These are separate ways of entering the United States. The refugee program is one in which people are vetted abroad in conjunction with the UNHCR, you know, the UN. People are vetted abroad, brought into the United States, resettled here officially. What we see at the border are people migrating to the U.S.-Mexico border and asking for asylum. It's a different system. There's no cap on the number of asylum, you know, people granted asylum in the United States. There is a cap on the number of people that can be granted refugee status and allowed to resettle in the United States. They're two different groups. They're treated differently. Your question kind of reflects some of the justification that the Trump administration has given for cutting this program, and that they put the asylum seekers at the border, migrants coming in other ways, and refugees into one pot. And so all mixed together, there are a lot of people trying to enter the United States. Let's slash the refugee program. That's one we can do legitimately, you know, and officially. But there isn't a lot of recognition for the realities of the distinctions between people and the way they're treated and the legal process there.
The World's immigration editor, Monica Campbell. Thanks very much, Monica.
You're welcome.